You are listening to our Kind of the Electric on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Okay, that was the new Honeyblood album, Little Babes Never Die.
It's called Babes Never Die.
The album is called Babes Never Die. That was Love Is a Disease. You'll be hearing stuff off the new Honeyblood album. It's not even really that new. It's like the 6 months ago Honeyblood album. All hour. You're listening to Our Kind of the Electric, WMFO's longest running improv ballet. Bust those teeth. Right around. My name is John C. Merfeld.
I'm Brennan Karsten, as until today.
Wait, no, and including today.
Sorry, up to and
up
including.
Up to and including today.
I'm Brennan Carsten as up to and including today.
Yeah, and then what are you?
And then I'm going to be Brennan, formerly known as Brennan Carsten of the Electric Hour, Carsten.
Yeah, very good. Brent Dog, how have you been, dog?
Been doing well. I'm done with my school now until next year.
Oh, which school is that?
Tufts University.
Oh, very good.
Medford in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. I had some pizza and pasta with a friend of the show, Caroline Gleason, yesterday.
Very really? On-brand.
Yeah, now I feel like this proves my other point that I was making to you one or two days ago, that if you ever go to Italy, that won't be a problem because they'll have both.
No. We had both.
Yeah, exactly. We ordered both. It was great.
We each had half of each.
Man.
Wonderful.
Pretty equitable pizza pasta
that
split. So that was pretty fun. I watched both Ice Princess and the Celtics game yesterday, so pretty much checked all my boxes.
Ice Princess?
Oh, yeah, the movie with Michelle Trachtenberg.
And Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
Okay, but
she's
like barely
physics.
In it.
Isn't it
yeah.
John Cusack?
Oh, no, Joan.
Princess, the,
his sister.
I know. His sister.
Yeah, where she loves physics, but she needs to decide if she loves skating more.
Yeah, but she uses physics to...
She uses physics to get good at skating.
Exactly.
To make
That's
other
such
people
trash.
Better at
you
skating.
You can't just, like... I hate that also in movies when they're like, I know math, so I'm good at billiards. Like,
wait, also, at one part in the movie, like some, she's talking to somebody, so...
This part I forgot about.
She's talking about... She's like, yeah, I really love physics, to this guy who, like, helps run the ice rink. And he's like, oh, physics? Like, inertia and drag and stuff? And she's like, how do you know about that?
And then they
like,
fall
who
in
told
love.
You who told about you? The things in this required class.
Oh, that's spectacular. The other voices you're hearing, dear listeners, of course, are best friends of this show, Caroline Gleason and Aisha Patnaik.
Hello.
You guys have been here several times. I was going to say so many, but I mean... There's only been a few in the grand scheme.
Yeah, it's true.
But we've made them count.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys have been here for at least one other finale, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've been
here for every finale.
Isha's been, except for last season's finale where I was alone.
Oh, right.
Right.
Every finale Classics except for that one.
Finale.
Yeah, yeah.
And the summer season finale?
Yeah.
I was there too. Oh, not
because I was not at the season two, the summer season. I was not there for the finale, but Aisha and Evan were on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I think that was the inaugural Roast Fry Boil.
Which
Aisha claims is her game.
It's a collaborative effort.
sure. And then Caroline, I think, first appearance was the.
First season? No, second season finale.
No.
It was Bren's birthday.
It was Bren's birthday episode.
Right. Oh, when I was not here.
Yeah.
When you were not here.
That, I think, was one of our hardest to understand.
I agree. As someone in the room.
Yeah.
Hard
all of us were playing about five or six characters.
Good.
And it was a whole thing.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, that's the kind of stuff we used to really enjoy doing around here.
Can we make this a clip show of the Electric
Oh,
cabinet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was seriously was thinking about trying to pull something like that,
pull
but it would have taken so long to even get one clip.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, it's so true.
I wanted to really get a montage, Brent, of you criticizing the show and just like find creative ways to say that what we were doing right at that moment was terrible, wouldn't have been too hard.
It wouldn't have been too hard. Well, it's also just like in all my other work that I've put out in the last couple of years.
I tend
to mention it.
Yeah. That's
Do you
want to
just riff on that for a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, should we each play four characters?
Can we each play each other four times?
Wow.
Oh, man. Wait, before we move on, John boy, what's going on, boy?
Well, why weren't we doing that?
I think I've done it once or twice.
I don't think you have.
Really?
To my brain's knowledge.
Oh, wow.
That felt
well,
very
that
new.
Would be where the knowledge is.
Dang. Dang, what a good way to ask how I'm doing.
Guys, you're not supposed to introduce new information in the conclusion.
Well, you can do future directions.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
ask true. Questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
for more science, I guess.
Additional.
Additional yeah. science, yeah, please.
Like to put additional science yeah. section
please
at the end.
Drag.
It was unbelievable. You it was like know? A secret code. Oh my yeah. god.
Yeah. And then it's like when someone says they like the same song as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And except then everybody like, listened to the song in eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Then you fall in love.
Yeah. It was also just I didn't realize this in the multiple times that I've watched this movie before last night, but anytime that so she's like a very awkward person and she'll just like go and babble on for a while mm-hmm. and then she'll stop babbling and just pause and say physics.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That, wait, is this the one also where she's at a party and someone's like on like a yeah. zip line?
Yeah.
And she's like, he's gonna fly through the window. So I was like, what? How do you know?
And yeah, but you like, could just look could at where pass? The zip line is going and she's it's like, out the window.
She's like a trajectory, gravity.
So wait, does she give up on physics in the end?
So she bombs her Harvard interview.
She doesn't. She leaves
straight up
it.
Leaves. She's like, I don't want to go to Harvard. Bye.
And then the guy's like, are you sure you don't want to ruin your life? And then she's like, I'm sure. I'm out of here.
I'm sure. I'm done. And then she goes to train for yeah. sectionals.
Wow. Also, at one point, the other person who knows about physics in the movie, the young guy who maintains the ice rink, goes over to her pond where she skates.
The pond by her house.
The pond by her house where she skates and uses a Zamboni on
yeah.
it. Which I think seems like a surefire way to lose the Zamboni in a person into a pond.
But Bren, physics.
Yeah.
Oh, because of drag.
Yes. Don't forget about the inertia.
Guys, we are 20% of the way through the hour.
And we've only begun our coverage of Ice Princess. Keep tuning in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Along the lines of the, you knew that song too. I was gonna go, you know, Mr. Brightside, but then the conversation kept moving. So
that would have been good. That's in the okay. conversation.
Yeah, you think? All right, we can splice it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get it in post.
Well, what's going on, boy?
Oh, we need to fix the whole show in post.
Oh my god, I forgot to do.
Oh
that.
My gosh, we've released like 70 episodes, and I forgot to edit them in post.
Shoot.
That's okay.
How long does it take to do post?
Oh, 1 or 2 seconds
per episode.
Yeah,
back great. So we're gonna like. Just over a minute?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, great. Me? I'm finally actually done.
That's great.
I was grading exams until 2 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I finished. I had to write a reflection for one of my classes that I finished this morning, too. So I was also done today.
Yeah, 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 which is wild. Was not my intent.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I got distracted because the audio for my recital finally got sent
nice.
To me.
So oh,
I
nice. How's it sound?
I was really good. Yeah, they
Sweet.
Did a bang up job, and hopefully gonna put that up. I'm trying to come up with the best marketing way to integrate that into the push for the new one.
Oh, smart!
Listeners out there who love Kickstarter.com, well, see if you find me on there. That's all I'll say about that.
A little scavenger hunt.
Any
Google John Merfeld Kickstarter. See what comes up.
Any Kickstarter trolls out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Can you troll Kickstarter? Yes.
He's like, yeah. He's going, I'm going to give this guy money.
Yeah. You can troll anything.
That's fair. I wrote a paper about that.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, I wrote about fake news and how it has like the same origins as trolling. So you can be... Like, pretty much all trolls occupy, like, a white heterosexual male space, and it's like a I can, therefore I should kind of mentality. Same with fake news, so trying to
stir up... Or ice skating.
Or ice skating, yeah, and not going to Harvard.
I can, therefore I should.
But,
triple
yeah,
sock cow.
Trolling is a way for you to exert power in a similar way that fake news is, and to just, like, play on people's... emotions and insecurities.
Huh. Caroline, mm-hmm. thoughts?
I liked your I can. yeah. I also thought of I can, therefore I should not go to Harvard.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So true.
A lot of people can not go to Harvard.
Glee, if you want to get a tiny bit closer to the microphone, I think that might benefit. Or
Hello.
Just, I think you, yeah, it can. They're very adjustable, so you can just get it right wherever you want your mouth to
there
be.
You
can put the mic there.
Well, yeah. We're gonna open up a segment of mouth.
Oh, gotta open up a segment of mouth sounds. Sounds. We got some primo mouth sounds coming at you live.
I would be so upset if this was on in the car.
Mouth sounds?
Is this like the what's it called? The you know what I'm talking about. ASMP.
ASMR?
ASMR.
I think that's what it is.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
Mouth don't you mean GMSL?
Global mean sea level? Yes, I do. You bet I do.
Oh, let's get that up on the board. Caroline, we're going to have a special little segment of Where's That Sea Level? Where is it at?
In an alarming place.
This has been Where's That Sea Level? We're going to keep checking on in on that.
We'll be back with more updates. We're talking ice, we're talking water. This is your place to go for Ice Princess and Global Mean Sea Level updates.
Maybe later we'll talk vapor.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the complicated thing, or not the complicated, but like the...
Are we reopening the segment or is this something else?
No, this is just me complaining.
Okay.
So every time that I tell people, oh, well, this is what my thesis is about, they're always like, oh, well, like, where's sea level? Or like, oh, like, how high is sea level? And I'm like, well, so I avoided that question. I did relative sea level, which is
that's
zero.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Oh.
So I can't say, oh, it's zero, because it's so sea level relative to where it is today.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
So in the past, I can be like, oh, it was a meter lower.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But how I much feel more like Florida is there in the past is what people should ask you.
I do not know.
Sea level should be measured in square foot of Florida.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
There are some thesis. Cool... yeah. I think I have time. There
before
are
the
maps of, yeah, exactly. Before 10 a.m., I'll crank out a new thesis. But there are some maps of on Climate Ready Boston of projected sea level rise and places that are going to be underwater.
Oh, so, really?
Watch out, South Boston. Watch out, Charlestown.
Oh, no.
Hint.
That sounds like a threat.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
It's from the ocean
from
via
the sea.
Me. Like Moana.
Like Moana.
Really except that's different. That you really do. It's yeah. So good. I watched that instead of studying for one of my finals. Mm-hmm. It was a good idea.
This is going to take me too long to find.
Oh, you don't need to find it.
I just wanted to see. I was just curious.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you.
It wasn't like a favor to you. I just was curious.
Yeah. They're cool maps.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
I feel like I derailed this fun time.
No.
I think you made it more fun.
Let's crank it back on the rails here.
I think our relative fun time is zero.
That's true.
Now it's back.
Well, yeah, wait. Okay, the whole mouth sounds thing got me thinking, you know, what are some of our favorite segs?
I mean, is there anything
is there anything we feel like we need to do?
Oh, I think intimate story time is one. Ooh. I feel like that's a classic early segment.
Story time going. Yeah. Okay, well, the crux of intimate story time is that there's something going on in the foreground so that we can enter the intimate story time, Kevin. So let's just say, Isha and Caroline, let's just pretend that you guys have a prior relationship before coming on this program. Have a conversation that you might have if you weren't on the program, just hypothetically, if you knew each other.
If you guys were friends
outside the program.
This, which we all know you're
and then,
not.
Hey, let's throw a monkey bone in there. Let's say you're housemates.
Okay.
Twist. All right, so it's going to be hypothetical.
Real odd couple type situation, which just got canceled, by the way.
And then,
sorry, Matthew Perry.
And then something's going to come up, and Brandon and I are going to have to urgently enter the intimate story time cabins.
Oh, great. It's going to be really organic.
Really super organic, grade A, free range. Story. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just go.
Yeah. Caroline?
Yeah.
Thank you for living with me for the last 2 years. I have a problem, though.
Okay. I'm ready to handle your problem.
I think there's a house centipede in my drawer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well,
let's
you know,
open
I
open
heard...
up into a story time. Yeah,
yeah.
In
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the house centipede, I don't really know what to do about it. Do I take it out?
Sorry?
Do I kill it?
They were talking
about
house centipede.
So I think
earlier?
That yeah. We should consult a video or audio, really, by Chelsea Peretti about house centipede.
Also, I put it
I think
there.
She might know what to do.
She really does.
But I would say, in the meantime, we should befriend it.
Yeah.
Blur it out.
What do you think it likes? Like, what kind of music?
I think it's like,
what do you think are introductory?
There's all these classes.
Probably house EDM.
You saw those too?
House EDM. You're so right, because it has so many legs.
It has so many legs, and it needs to leg pump.
Yeah, it needs to pump. Okay, and so we play the EDM, and then we're like,
do you want me to create diversions? I get it.
Like, hey, what's up, House Centipede? Yeah. Let's hang out.
Okay.
Is that
how?
Okay.
This is Benjamin's story time. Hey, look over here. Whoa.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'm not leaving. I'm juggling pinwheels.
Why are these people in our house?
Two at a time.
Intimate story time.
Oh, right. Yeah. Welcome back to Intimate Story Time. Oh, okay, great. Okay, all right.
Okay, this is Benjamin's story time. Great.
Okay.
I mean, that was hilarious. Wow. Great comedy. I like how neither pair knows what the other one was talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No one listening heard any of the four people speaking.
Wait, let's do a one-sentence recap. What did you guys talk about? And then we'll say what we talked about.
Yeah.
Strategies to deal with our EDM-loving House Centipede.
Yeah.
It loves EDM. Wow.
Oh,
yeah. Get that.
Loves to dance.
Mine
was the combination of the big reveal that it's actually a millipede, and that also I put it there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then John.
My drawer?
Man, classic fake news attitude of I can put it there, therefore I should put it there. Bren, way to occupy that heterosexual white space.
Yes.
That was mouth sounds.
Did you guys ever have those, I don't know why this made me think of that, but you know, in like lockers, how you would have different like magnet decorations or something, mm-hmm. and there were the smileys, like the different smileys. They were like sunshines.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it,
like
but
Little
I never
Miss
participated.
Sunshine. It was always the people in the lockers next to me. They would always have them, and I would try to pick out which one I was.
Oh,
wait, like
a tag
one?
Yourself of
yeah,
locker
exactly.
Emergencies.
It was a tag
but you didn't
yourself.
Have your own.
I did not. I always meant to get one, but I kept forgetting.
Yeah, I never used my locker.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I just carried.
Where did people hide your prom ask surprises?
They didn't.
Oof. They just did it right on the open, huh?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Pretty intense.
Were you guys ever promposed to or promposed?
I wasn't.
Yourself?
I was promposed to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, say more.
Brennan,
we're on the radio.
Oh my gosh, I was just showing you guys all those pictures from it. I was proposed to my friend Sarah, basically one of my friends, Aaron, who is also friends with Sarah's friend, Jill. Both Sarah and Jill went to a different school. So
Brennan went to two proms.
I went to two proms senior year.
Right. So popular.
So that makes a ton of sense.
Aaron and I think my friend Evan sent me down to the parking lot where Sarah was waiting with a big poster and cake pops, and it was very cute.
That's
very nice. And then she also said, "Will you go to prom?"
Yeah, right.
And I was like, "No, thanks." That's not true. I said yes, and we still never talk sometimes. No, she's very nice. She just graduated from the College of New Jersey, and yeah.
Which one of New Jersey?
The college.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's just TCNJ. It's just one of them.
Wow.
Nice.
Or the Conj, as it's sometimes known, which is an abbreviation I much prefer.
The Conj.
The Conj. Yeah, it was a pretty great ask. The poster was like, it was like a picture of John Mulaney with all these quotes from like John Mulaney stand up and Community and stuff.
Wow.
It was really nice. Had some delicious cake pops. And, cake kind. I don't remember. They had little tuxedos on the.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my god!
Wow. She make them.
It was thematic. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was a great ask.
That is interesting because I was also posed to for homecoming.
Oh, for homecoming.
But
which I would imagine was a big deal at your school. It was a big football school, right?
No. I mean, not like. We weren't a big football school.
You weren't Friday Night Lights.
We weren't. Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
We were more of a football school than say my football school.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. But I just feel like my pose also says a decent amount about me because I every day would go to the sandwich shop Melio's, and this was junior year. So before practice, I had last period off. So I would it was in the fall. So I would drive from Edgewood across the street to Melio's, pick up a couple of subs, eat them before practice.
What?
And then go practice. Well, dude, because remember, this is like time when I weigh 30 to 40 pounds more than I do now, and I'm trying to constantly maintain that.
Right.
Sometimes my friend Ben would come with me. He's about to graduate from West Point next week. Yeah.
Whoa.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I know Ben too.
Yeah, he's going to be in the infantry, which apparently is a thing we still have in our military.
Wow. Outside of Call of Duty?
Yeah. But so my then ex, but also future girlfriend, Kate.
Drama.
Yeah.
Can we open up a segment of drama?
That we can.
Talk us through it. Ex and future.
No, she's
the
great.
Once and future ex.
Well, we dated sophomore year and then got back together junior year.
Wow. This has been drama.
Okay.
So she is really good.
So she went to Emilio's and like instructed them on who I was, which is pretty easy to do. And I think also told them about my car. She wrote out, like, do you want to go to homecoming on a sandwich wrapper and had them use that wrapper in one of my sandwiches.
No way.
And she told me later, she's like, I was really worried you were just going to like devour it and not see it. But I did.
But you saw it?
I saw it and we went. And then that was a great little romantic night. We got back together that night at homecoming. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It was, we were dancing and stuff, and it was fun. So, aww. Yeah. That was, yeah.
Love.
And then later that spring, I did the proposal of three of my friends and I formed a little barbershop quartet and went around all over the school and sang to our prospective dates.
Did anyone say no to the...
Lindsay totally wanted to say no to Max, but I don't think she felt like she could. No.
Did it seem like the whole a cappella group and spectacle made it feel like there was pressure on her to not say no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was pretty weird.
I've seen people say no to like very elaborate promposals.
Oh my gosh.
One of the saddest and funniest things is when people say no at sports games.
Yeah.
When they put it on the Jumbotron and somebody, or it's like this big ask and they have like somebody paid to have like the name go up on the screen and then they also have the camera and then they just say no.
There was a kiss cam where there were two friends and the guy went in to kiss the girl and then she turned her cheek and then they put friend zone on the screen.
And then he tried to propose to her.
Yes. And then he tried to propose
to
her.
It's funny because like if you ask those people beforehand how confident they were, everyone would have said like 99.99%, right? About the proposal going well to put on the Jumbotron. No one's like, I thought there was like a 60-40 chance they'd say yes, right?
But then when you ask them after how confident they are.
Yeah.
It's a life lesson. You should always ask before you ask.
Yeah. I tend to think that's the case.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Just double check.
Yeah.
I got to agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Any final thoughts on our promposal discussion before we close the book?
Final thoughts?
Good. Oh my god.
Yeah, I was also not promposed to.
There you go. But yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Doing
hint,
here?
Hint.
Wait, Brent, can we enter the
intimate story time? I'm going to pop open intimate story time real quick.
Brent, so you weren't Brent. Promposed.
I was not.
Brent, you
I was asked,
propose
but I was not.
To Caroline.
Formally
oh,
to.
Brent,
one of
you've
my
been
dates,
crushing
I
on
think
Caroline.
I really didn't
for, like,
want
like,
to go to prom.
Years.
But I was like, you don't have to go to prom.
What?
Sorry, 3 F's.
And he was like, no, that's fine, I'll go. And I was like, this is upsetting.
All right, well, so, you gotta do it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, but how do I get back in time to high school?
I had fun both times, so it was
wait a
great.
Second.
It was good. Yeah, what was your experience?
Tomorrow night,
I didn't
there's
go
a senior gala
year,
for college students.
Better.
Holy cow, that's true.
Yeah.
What if I just asked her to
in the bathroom avoiding
Brent,
their
I think
dates,
that could
and
work,
like,
but it's not prom.
Yeah.
Just
plan
to do
that.
Yeah, I
didn't do that.
Fair enough. This has been in the story time.
Wow, well, we came to some conclusions there.
Yeah, so you're not going to do it?
No.
All right. Cool. Yeah. All right.
No, but Sarah Clooney, if you're listening, I'm surprised. No, but thanks for a great prom puzzle and a great prom. She's a really nice, nice person.
Yeah.
All right. We picked up a
list. Oh, which could be Sarah Clooney. You guys, we don't know.
Wait, of George?
No. Not of George.
That's a gross way to say that someone is someone else's
that's
child.
That's very Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Offred.
Handmaid's Tale. Hulu on Wednesdays.
Watch it.
It streams
books
early
in
the day. I watched the last episode at like 11 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I was worried that they put it up like at a nighttime. Because
we usually watch
TV.
It at nighttime.
Usually
at
we
night
watch it at nighttime.
At a nighttime, like 9 p.m. 10 p.m. 9:30. 8:30 Central. Yeah. Classic nighttime.
But no, they put it up early.
There you go. Yeah. In the morning time.
In the morning.
No time. Less.
It flashes
it was
back.
A mid afternoon time.
Oh, fair.
Or mid morning.
it's a dystopian future, but it flashes back to Davis Square.
Yeah, they lived in Davis Square. One time they say, oh, the train's down at Davis, so you need to pick it up at Alewife.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I know.
It was so
spooky.
Creepy.
I feel like they should just walk to Porter at that point.
I know. Well, it depends on what side closed. They're on.
I know.
Yeah, that's all relative.
Maybe they lived in
maintenance.
I was doing my character that I'm working on. It's called Ghost Subway Maintenance Guy.
Sure.
Just yells maintenance.
Oh, man. Yo, Rick Jenkins has this joke about... Rick Jenkins, owner of the Comedy Studio, has this joke about, like, they unearthed, like, a Native American burial ground when they're doing the big dig. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was like, yeah, so if, like, there's just this ghost standing on the freeway that's like, boo! But then the cars drive by and, like, he does this whole funny, like, thing. But then he always does it when there's someone like, if there's someone in the audience who speaks another language, who's, like, from somewhere and doesn't really speak English, and someone else speaks that language, he always has them come up and say the joke in that language because the boo is always the same. And it's like, that's very funny. But one time I was there, like, sophomore year, and I was there, and there was this whole contingent from Mexico, and he was like, hey, does, like, anyone speak Spanish? I was like, I speak Spanish! Because I kind of didn't know what he was going to do, because I hadn't heard it before. And he was like, tell the joke in Spanish. And I was like, oh, crap. And I did, like, decent, but it just took me, like, far too long. And eventually he was like,
big dig in Spanish.
I just said big dig. But eventually he was like, just cut to the punchline.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I just think of that.
Dig grande.
Yeah, I guess I could have said.
Did you guys know, so the big dig was supposed to take, I think, 3 or 4 years, and it took 17 years.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot of public works projects.
Yeah, but it's still pretty crazy. So many things changed. So many different presidents.
Sea levels.
Am I right?
Sea level. They had to, because a lot of the, like, clay on which Boston rests is, like, really unstable, so they had to come up with
Boston
a way
blue clay.
Yeah, so they had to come up with a way to freeze the clay so that they could put the road down, basically. But
they work in the winter?
So then it thawed. Yeah, no, right? So like, I guess they had to get it even colder than that. But so, like,
you can't indefinitely freeze underground.
So it was frozen for, I think, several years, actually. It was, like,
wow.
They came up with some crazy technology with all these different pipes and stuff, but it's been thawing.
Probably pulleys.
And it sure is pretty unstable again now, so it's basically like you're on a bridge under the ground, which is really ridiculous.
WTH?
Because of how unstable it is.
Oh, man. That's
Google
how
it.
They do
Bing
it for building, like, pipelines and stuff in Alaska.
Oh, really?
Because they're dealing with permafrost, so they have to work in the winter, so it's, like, freezing cold, but you make really good money.
Oh my gosh, that makes sense.
You sure do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So one of my professors told us about that in one of my classes when we were talking about permafrost, and then at least 3 of the guys in my class were like, yeah, we're going to go do that right now. Like, you would not survive.
Yeah. The guy I shared an office with over the summer was always trying to sell me on Alaska. Like, his parents always go up to Alaska, and he was like, it made it sound pretty sweet, I will say.
I like Alaska in the summer. Like,
yeah.
From the proposal.
He definitely made the winter seem
exactly
like...
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
He definitely made the winter seem like it was a battle between whether a bear would kill you or whether you would kill yourself.
Oh my God. That's fun.
So that's fun. There's kind of a, you know, curiosity element to it.
Definitely curious about how that'll go.
Sure.
One of those two ways.
Curiosity killed the bear.
Exactly.
Or you.
Well, if curiosity kills the bear, then you're good.
Yeah, that's true.
You just bring curiosity with you.
Yeah. Got to a track?
Let's do a track.
I want to play some more of this Honeyblood.
The Little Babes album?
Babes Never Die, just to be clear. TB clear.
TBC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go.
GCBY.
We'll...
Great yogurt trap.
The country's best.
Yeah.
That was our TCBY segment. We're going to talk to country track?
We're Common Electric. We're all here. But...
in the air, I've been
That was Honey Blood with Sister Wolf off the new album Babes Never Die. you're listening to H Comma T E with John C and Brennan, and of course BFFs of the show, Caroline and Isha.
Hi.
We're
hello.
Here.
Greetings. Salutations.
Well, yeah. So over the break, during the track rather, Isha and Caroline both said to me, they said, John C, which first of all, they both call me all the time.
All the time.
they said, the John time. C, we've been listening.
That's, by the way, that's the first giveaway that this is not a real conversation. If somebody calls you what you prefer to be called, then it's not a real conversation.
Heartily disagree. I think if someone calls you what you prefer to be called, they're being polite and
respectful.
I'm saying
in your case, but it's not
me
real.
Me specifically. Not one, but you meaning me.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Right.
I've been called John C.
How many times?
Oh, I can count on one hand. But I have
in
huge
general.
Hands.
Yeah,
I just tried to
hands.
Change the subject. Yeah, but they said to me, John C, we've been listening all season long. Clue number two, that's not a real conversation.
I'm a house centipede.
We've been listening.
I'm a human centipede.
Way worse than house centipede.
We've been listening all season long. Yep. And one thing we've really wanted to do on the show
all season
this
long.
Season is that awesome segment where you watch an amazing YouTube vid and talk about it and make clever witticisms.
Finally bringing video to the radio.
Yeah, and I was like, friends, of course we can do that. So Caroline seated me with bow tie.
Do we support you in this on air, or do we tell the truth about
to.
How we
yes
feel?
And.
Oh, you don't have to.
You tell
yes the electric hour is not built on yes and. It is built on people being like, wait, I didn't say that. It's a hallmark of the show.
It's a place of truth, not a place of improvisation.
Yeah.
What's a place of improvisation that is halting?
Yeah. It's halting.
I think I'll enjoy it more.
When we can see the
YouTube videos.
People generally like the show when they're on it.
I would say that's the crux of the issue is getting the visual.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we narrate. Oh, wait, this will be hard.
Can't wait.
Do all of your guys y'all's headphones work?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, because mine don't.
Oh really? Oh.
Well, I don't think so because I'm just where did the
there's another pair
oh wait
over
they do
here.
Oh weird bizarre they weren't playing the music okay I guess they do oh man could have been
oh you know that actually I think I was having issues with the music in the headphones the other day.
Maybe they just strange. All right, well, whatever, fine, this is good then. I'll just all right, we're gonna this is a quick one and I think
up?
It's a custom bow tie.
Wait, we didn't even say the name of this.
Oh true. Oh my gosh. Brendog, can y'all help us out with this? This is
YouTube MeTube.
Ah, great.
I forgot the name of the segment until we started saying it.
Of course.
I just waited until we started, and then I was like, okay.
Just follow along.
Oh, wait, I got the general.
Because I wanted to say YouTube, you talking YouTube tube.
Oh, my
me.
God.
Whoa. How did you
not talking
do that?
YouTube MeTube to me?
Yep. Wow.
All right. I can't believe we didn't even talk about
man.
That. That's
we're not even the best at our own dumb segments. We need outside consultants to help us with trivial tasks.
You four talking, you talking YouTube to me.
Me tube.
You talking YouTube to me tube.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I think you were trying to have the me tube.
You
too
talking
early.
YouTube tube me tube.
But no, Brennan was trying to have it be. Brennan was trying to have it be you talking you two to me, but then in
but
place
then
of YouTube
the
is the entire name. Yeah,
segment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. In the style of the inimitable Harris Whittles.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great. Great callback to episode one.
Oh, did we talk about Harris?
We talked about Harris. Well, he had passed away like 3 days earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about him haltingly. I think it was before you and I were really emotionally there with each other.
Yeah, I think
so
that's
true. So we were both kind of like, it's sad.
Yeah, like we're both bummed about this.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we're two men, so it's hard for us to be bummed together.
Masculinity is a prison.
Masculinity
is a prism. That's what I'm always saying.
But we have spoons. So we're slowly making our way out.
The Great Escape.
Yeah.
We watched that in my geometry class in freshman year of high school.
To teach the value of straight lines?
The Steve McQueen movie?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why.
What's the
premise?
It's
so cool how masculinity isn't in prison in that at all.
Yeah. It's these masculine types who are in prison.
Oh, you mean men?
they're in prison and then they want to escape. And
they're like,
I think, aren't they like prisoners of war?
I think it's, isn't it World War II? I haven't actually seen the movie.
I think that's what it is. They dig their way out basically with spoons. Yeah. Ooh. They build these tunnels.
Where's the geometry
involved? I don't know. Straight line. She also made brownies. I think it was, I'm going to not teach you for a few days while we watch this movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. That was wonderful.
Straight line.
I can't remember a lot about it, but I remember my happy feeling.
There you go.
Wow. That's really all you can expect out of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what I did, but I remember some happy feelings.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's YouTube Me Too.
Here's you four talking YouTube Me Too to me.
There we go.
Tube.
That's it.
Tube. All right, here we go. We got a.
I'm the flu.
Network.
That's our new unofficial.
We decided to come up with a bunch of running gags last week.
Yeah, we also talked last, or no, well, I guess that was 2 weeks ago, because last week we talked about how organic our gags have been. And how you really got to earn them over time.
You got to earn those
gags. And
that's
really what's the funniest stuff is. And then the week before that, we had to come up with like four or five new things.
John's computer went to sleep, just so everyone knows.
Hashtag earn your gags. Okay, but to be fair. Let me speak to that.
What?
I am an eco acquaintance, and my appliances all turn off quickly after.
Yeah.
So don't let that fool you into thinking, oh, John's computer waited around for Friday night forever and ever, and then it decided to hit the hay. No. My computer immediately goes to black screen mode. When it senses I'm not using it.
John's rubbing his computer like it's a dog that did a good job.
It did a good job. So, eco acquaintances unite.
Wow. Great kids' TV show.
Is that a spinoff of Friends of the Earth?
Oh, man. We should get Johan to write that.
I know.
Eco acquaintances. Yeah. It's somebody that like recycles if they see a recycling bin. Yeah. But if there's a trash can there, they're like, somebody else will do it. Yeah.
That was like Alana last night. We were like, don't you recycle? And she's like, kind of.
No. She said that she would figure it out later.
You're not going to go through a bin and pull out the garbage.
She would, I think.
I disagree.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for, to disagree.
Yeah.
And
to still be friends. Oh.
I went to sleep again. John is still rubbing his computer.
Real time. Example I of can't how tell. Quick it goes to sleep.
It's so true. I can't tell if the segment is made better or worse by having an extra 15 minutes at the beginning of the segment.
Oh, but it's 15 minutes with our loved ones. So.
It's true.
It definitely ups.
Yourselves.
Gross.
Definitely ups.
Where's the human centipede?
And now this.
Oh, God.
Is that a new dressage or just came out of hibernation?
Came out of hibernation.
It's very summery.
Yes, it is.
It's great.
Thanks.
Isn't it brunch attire? Such brunch attire.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going on this cruise. So
Those of us who are need to change into brunch attire, which I believe is a navy jacket and a captain's hat.
Yes.
Oh, Brennan, I'm sorry. You're thinking of boat attire.
Oh, the brunch is on a boat. So I just wear that to
what
all
will you do?
Because some brunches are on boats, some aren't. So I figure it's a catch-all.
True.
My question is, if I wear all stripes, is that not enough?
It's nautical enough.
Slam.
Okay, can we not say slam on the program, please?
I was just trying to finish.
Rebound.
Boards.
Layup.
That's a layup. I think layup is the place that it should be.
Great. Yeah. I'm glad we have a new running gag for the last 14 minutes, 13 minutes of our show.
We're just going to need to use it until it is in the ground.
That's a layup.
We can learn about this bow tie.
That's our yes and.
Caroline, great call on the layup.
Wait, I'm curious about the stripes. Do you have striped pants?
I could draw them.
Right.
You have time for that.
This is more of a hypothetical for the next time that I go on a boat. Should I wear all stripes?
I say, survey says,
wear them.
Your voice sounded way deeper than usual. You're like, wear them.
What's my Family Feud voice? I have a different voice for Family Feud. It's closer to Steve Harvey's.
Yeah, hold on. Can we talk about Steve Harvey for like 40 seconds?
Can we talk about Steve Harvey for the remaining 13 minutes of the Electric Hour?
Ready, set,
It was a classic Ice Princess Steve Harvey. Okay, so he sends out this memo, right, that everyone's saying of like, don't approach me in the hallways. I haven't actually read it. But he's had that job for the internet is flooded with this apparently memo Steve Harvey wrote to his staff that is like, do not talk to me, like, don't approach me, like, all this stuff. And he just sent this out. He has had that job for nigh on, 12 years? I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
And he only just is like, you know what, I'm not the most social butterfly around here. I don't know.
That's real.
It just seems like strange timing. But maybe he just finally is like, I'm a big man on this show. I can do what I want now, but I don't.
Steve Harvey, read the right line.
Steve Harvey,
that's a callback. That's a callback to the thing where he read
time.
The wrong line.
Boss those teeth around.
Time. Great. I think that is really good to have a timekeeper on the program.
That's a layup.
All right. YouTube, me too. Open it up.
All right. Time for you four talking YouTube, me too, to me. Tube.
On the Flu Network.
I'm sorry.
Caroline
just burst
around
into tears and blood.
Is it like FLOO?
Yeah. Every wound, wound Caroline has ever received just gushed open. Yeah. With the pain and frustration.
But you knew that it was very graphic. If it was FLOO, not FLU, because of how long I held the O's.
Yeah. No, I knew because of the network.
Yeah.
Context clues.
True.
Network.
TV.
Yeah.
Can we rank our favorite Harry Potter books after this?
We should do it. We should do it right now.
Three.
Prisoner
of Azkaban.
Yeah, baby.
Number one. I'm four.
Can I also just say the
best book, best movie?
The one that has Voldemort the least in it, which I think is really interesting.
Because I hate Voldemort. Do you not hate Voldemort?
I do consider Voldemort to be an antagonist in the series. I'll put that out there.
I mean,
but I think I don't know. I just
hot take.
I think it's interesting how the one that has him, and it's not like there's no struggles in it. Obviously, there are.
Oh, many struggles.
But so many struggles. But
it's
I think
where's my fireball?
It's interesting because I do think Voldemort's such a well-written villain. But that's my favorite book by far, I think.
Yeah.
Three.
I actually think...
Four is my favorite
book. Ways, Voldemort is not a well-written villain.
Oh, because of the nostrils?
Here's actually something that was... So I listened to this entire podcast last summer called The Chapter Titles Were So Good. Harry Potter podcast.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, you really should. It's fantastic. It really changed how I thought about the series. They point out that part of her thesis in the entire series is like, it's not who you are, it's who you become and like who you choose to be. But Voldemort, everything about his like parentage and destiny and all that is seems to be what makes him who he is, because he's like Slytherin's heir and out of this horrible home and like,
well, that's why
like
he's
that.
The villain.
What?
Well, that's why he's the villain.
Yeah, but he didn't choose like Voldemort is a product of like who he was born.
Right. I think it's also
Harry
that
Potter
like,
in a way.
Yeah, exactly. It's like juxtaposing Harry Potter, who could have gone down that path.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, versus Voldemort, who could have made a different, taken his life in a different direction.
Yeah.
And arguably it would have been harder because it seemed like more things were stacked against Voldemort than Harry Potter, especially when he does go to Hogwarts and when he like finds out how good his parents were and all that
stuff.
Right.
But like, I think that's why they are paired together.
That's reasonable. They make a better case for it than I just did. But that also makes a lot of sense.
I think it's an interesting point because definitely the idea. But like, I feel like all through the series, like you have like Harry and Neville and you have like all these pairs of similarly dealt
hands.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so true.
Like the Harry and Neville,
Fred and
like
George.
if the prophecy had been interpreted slightly differently, it would have gone completely different.
Right. Yeah.
But
if Ron had dyed his
one
hair,
cannot what survive would have while the other one lives.
Exactly. But I don't know, I feel like it's coupled with like circumstance and definitely choices. Like I think her thesis isn't disproven by Voldemort being the
certainly
villain.
Certainly not. Yeah. No, I highly recommend it. It really raised so many new questions for me about the books.
Those chapters.
What's your favorite chapter of Harry Potter? Do you guys know?
I like intro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what my favorite chapter is.
Mine's The Prince's Tale.
Oh, that's a good one.
What is that
sure,
from?
Sure. Seven, bro.
Yeah, it's
the Snape. The Snape flashback.
I reread a few of them in the last year or so, but I haven't reread those in a long, long time, so I don't remember them
fair,
at all.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite chapter. I definitely, I don't know. Felix Felicis is cool.
Yeah, that's the one that I thought of.
Yeah. It's like, that was just a cool, like, alternate way for the book to be kind of written and all that.
My sister got me a fake vial of Felix Felicis after I submitted all my college apps.
Aww,
it's
very nice. Aww.
A fake vial full of real Felix Felicis?
Yes.
It's like a wooden cask, really.
Yes.
You guys like The Boy Who Lived? I thought that was a cool one.
Caroline, are you satisfied that I let you get to have a serious talk about Harry Potter on the program?
I am so happy.
Because I feel like
this.
You're often antsy about the other antics we pull here. Yeah.
No, that was great. Wait, Ish, what was your favorite? I don't think you said four.
Speaking of four, you four talking YouTube, me too, to me too. The Harry Potter preface edition. All right.
Should we do this with dress robes instead?
Yeah, everyone find your dress robes and done. Okay, here we go. Let's see this thing. Ooh, fancy logo. Design Your Tie.
Ooh, yeah, nice animation.
Hi there, it's John with Design Your Tie. So, let's take a look at the final product of a custom bow tie. Our bow ties are either 100% silk or 100% polyester.
Oh, boy.
So you can add your...
Brent, is that polyester? sorry.
Go. Choose your company or school colors and create the design you desire. Please note that there are some limitations when creating your custom bow tie due to the small print area on the bow tie. Let's take a look at the custom bow tie. We have two options. One, self-tie bow tie. Our standard bow tie is for neck sizes 14 to 18.
Oh, just to pause really quick, he just showed the different neck sizes.
It is also adjustable for neck sizes.
Oh, that's a terrible print.
He also gave a good example of how you can't be too cluttered on the bow tie because real estate is very limited.
Yes. So true. That's a great point. I think the whole video feels like it's really coming to that.
Mm-hmm. Also, look at that bay bus, Brandon.
Nice.
Yep.
Fonts?
Bay bus never die.
I like
them.
Yeah.
Bay bus never die.
Bay bus noin?
Which is
that's a layup.
That's also a anagram of Babes Never Die.
Wow. Let's continue.
Barely.
Boys bow ties are also available in custom sizes neck sizes. Just request any special sizes when ordering. To get started creating your custom bow tie,
I feel like his delivery is like for a safety video.
Yeah.
He could definitely be a flight attendant.
Right. Yeah. Oh, big time. He's dressed for the role.
He'd be really good.
Now he's wearing that.
And get started today.
Let's go have his bow tie has all those planes on it too.
Nobody's ever gonna know wearing a bow tie himself.
He's wearing a necktie.
He's wearing a regular tie.
Shouldn't he be wearing a bow tie?
Yeah, I don't believe that he believes in his own product.
We can analyze this for 1 minute after.
First, let me help you in designing your custom bow tie.
Man, great logo.
Also, it says excellent a product animation. Review, but it was just a product advertisement.
You know,
it's like a product discussion.
That's the problem. I think you can tenably call that a review in the way that it's more of a review. You know, I'm going to play a bunch of Brahms. So I'm going to do a review.
Yes.
Brahms.
Or like a review session at the end of the semester.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't rate the class.
Yeah, exactly.
You should.
You just talk about Brahms.
You survey it. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Everybody, extremely quick thoughts on that?
Great. Made me want to buy a bow tie.
Great.
Made me want to buy a bow tie less.
Made me want to ask the guy why he didn't wear a bow tie.
All right, conclusive.
Well, host, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I can't say.
Wow.
Yeah, he's impartial.
They're wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Tell us off air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, friends, I think that brings us to pretty much where we were driving. Brennan and I got in the car 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
Slammed on the gas, and this is where we ended up.
Sorry, layupped on the gas.
Sorry. we stranded you all here out with us, so... I don't know. Final show thoughts, Brent?
Caroline and Isha, thanks for coming on. Thanks for putting up with us with this program for so long. I feel like Caroline...
Are you tearing up?
No. Caroline, when we...
He is sobbing right now.
When we started dating, you listened to the show.
I did.
Which
now
was
I don't.
Really, really nice of you. And I would say far above and beyond the Call of Duty. Isha still listens to the show, which I do not understand.
Well, Isha and I are getting married, so.
Right, that's how it goes.
You're still in the courtship phase.
This has been so much fun. This
Four
has been
years.
It's been a long time. It's been like a really fun show. I think we've had so much fun with our guests, and I'm definitely gonna miss it.
Oh yeah, I put on my grad cap.
Oh really?
No pressure, but it is on my grad cap.
I have nothing on my grad cap so far. What does it say?
Our Comedy Electric.
Really?
Or it says our, and then there's a comma, and it says electric.
Nice.
Aww. Yeah.
Put a big lightning bolt on yours.
Yeah.
I could put a lightning bolt. So people
you
could
do
like,
the little clock with the lightning bolt.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, it's been a great one.
I agree.
Final thoughts, John?
I feel like I pretty much said my final thoughts last week.
Just yeah. give us a one sentence recap.
I feel like we did what we set out to do, which was to have a lot of fun and give other people the opportunity to come have a lot of fun with us.
Totally agree. Yeah, I feel like I actually got to know people better from the show.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Because, I don't know. Cause, yeah, I think we brought a lot of people on that we sort of knew peripherally, and then it would be like, oh, yeah, you were on the show, and so you're cool.
You know? Yeah.
You're in. We're all about in-groups and out-groups here.
Yeah.
Caroline, Aisha, any final thoughts?
Yeah.
I've had a great time listening. I've had a great time being on the show. It's been good. Got some friendships out of it. Got some friendships into it.
Out-groups and in-groups.
Voldemorts and Harrys.
That's right.
And Caroline, the hottest take of them all.
The first friend of the friend of the show, right?
Most controversial friend.
She was not the first friend of the show.
No. First big fan of the show?
No. She tried to grandfather her way in, or boyfriend her way in.
I did not make garbage. A Mixcloud account, but
right.
Listened on the WFNFO
but I had no
website.
Proof.
Right.
And so Brennan was trying to do my bidding for me to really endear me to John, but it didn't work. I had to do that myself.
Yeah.
So it's number one fan
Caroline,
of the
I'll
show.
Say, after all that work, you're finally endeared to me.
Wonderful. <Yeah. laughs>
Even though you're the harshest critic of the show, possibly with the exception of my co-host.
It all comes from a place of love. My comment is that this has been a surprising feature of my college experience.
I'll take it.
But like surprising in a very good way. Like
it's you could have just said good then.
No, but like it was a surprise because it was like, wow, this is a thing that my friends do and they do it really well and they have fun doing it.
Surprising.